Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome, and happy, happy Saturday. And of course, I'm so excited that you are tuned in here for the brighter side of life. We've got an amazing show with amazing, sponsors and events happening and so much to share. So I do want to remind you, if you are just driving right now, make sure that you get our newsletter so you can hear and be a part of all these great events. Also, you are welcome to download my podcast, and that is on Apple, iHeart, Stitcher, anywhere podcasts are. And that, of course, is The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, you could be streaming it at kvta.com. I love to start my show with something uplifting. And, in fact, I have Barbara Doust. She is the co-host with us and one of our sponsors. And thank you so much for being there, Barbara.
Thank you for having me.
You're going to love this one because this really falls into like what you teach and what, you know, and how I think. Learn the rules of the game and then play better than anyone else. Right. And that's really like the rules of life. Once you get it and you really feel it, oh my gosh, let me tell you, you're going to win. So again, we've got some amazing things that we're going to talk about. And of course, a shout out to the 25th annual Los Robles Hospital Breast Cancer Symposium. We have one of the doctors, Dr. Sid Harth Anand. He's going to be talking with us. He is the medical oncologist and hematologist, so we're going to talk a little bit with him. And, of course, you can listen virtually to all their stuff on LasRoblesHospital.com. So I urge you to share that with so many people. And my first guest is Ari Lennett, and we're going to be talking about the Project Understanding. And, of course, that is near and dear to my heart because one of my co-sponsors and co-host is really involved in this, Jan Huling, and a very big shout out to her. And of course, this is starting November 8th, 9 a.m. And of course, that's a shotgun, right? I probably took some of that away from you, Ari. But of course, we're talking about one of the greatest places, Ojai Valley Inn. Ari, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. And I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved in, of course, we're talking about a golf tournament, right? So share, please.
Yeah. This is going to be the first golf tournament that Project Understanding has put together and run. It's for a great cause, like everyone knows, for Project Understanding. And the timing is perfect because with an early November golf tournament, that allows some extra food and necessities for the upcoming food banks for both Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up. So with all the holidays, this is the perfect time. So the team got together and said, well, what can we do to do something different than the normal dinners and other gatherings that Project Understanding puts together? And I have been fortunate enough to participate in a lot of charity golf tournaments for several of my sponsors. So Jan came to me and said, you know, we don't really know how to put this together. Where do we start? So I told him, hey, look, I'll help. I'd love to help. And we interviewed a few different golf courses. We settled in on Ojai Valley Inn, which if you've never been there, it's absolutely stunning.
Beautiful. Yeah, I love it there.
And then on an early November day, it's going to be beautiful out there. Not too hot, not too cold. And so we put together this golf tournament, and it's going to be November 8th. It is a shotgun start, which means we start at 9 a.m., but from 7 a.m. to about 8:30, we'll have a full breakfast buffet for everybody who's attending. We have lunch on the turn. We have a post-golf reception that has barbecue and is actually going to have a full open bar. There's going to be prizes to be won, many contests. We have two local dealerships, DCH Toyota and Gold Coast Acura, that are actually putting cars on two different holes, where if you hit a hole in one on those car those holes, you win a car. So that's pretty exciting as well. But there's just been a lot of community support, and we're still looking for golfers. We have room for anyone who wants to come out and golf. And then we're also looking for sponsors. Even if you can't come out and golf or you're not a golfer, you can help out. You can sponsor. We'll have your logos prominently displayed all around the golf course. And you're more than welcome, if you sponsor, to come to the reception and watch what goes on there. A little bit of news, we may even have some celebrity Dodgers who may be playing. We're hoping that that's not the case and they win tonight. So then they
can exactly.
But we've already had some RSVPs, if in case their season ends early, that they would like to play as well. So it's going to be a very fun event with a lot of local and LA, like the Dodgers are sponsoring, the Kings are sponsoring, the LA Galaxy are sponsoring. So there's a lot of cool teams, LA teams, and local charities, people that are helping out with this.
Right. Ari, you know, it's interesting because I've had, you know, I have four children and been on the school board and did all that. And if you want something done, give it to a busy person. You are amazing. And be careful, because you're going to be asked to do this everywhere because you've done such an outstanding job. But I would love for you to share a little bit about Project Understanding and who it really helps and why this is going to benefit them so much.
Okay, yeah, and so Project Understanding has been in Ventura County for over 30 years now, and what they do is not only like food banks and supplying necessities to Ventura County's homeless population, but they also educate. They help families that are on the borderline of you know, being on the brink of not being able to pay some bills or get some food on the table for their families. They educate those families on how to stay out of getting to that next level. They offer the food banks. They offer necessities where they go out to some of the homeless areas of Ventura County and bring them care packages, toothpaste, toothbrushes, socks, clothes, just all kinds of necessities that really those people need, as well as trying to, and there's a lot of testimonial and success stories of people who may have been, you know, living in their car or not having a place, a roof over their head, and have learned from the from Project Understanding and have been housed and got that second chance or third chance, whatever it may be, and are now flourishing and doing well and giving back to the community.
Wow. So, and especially at a time right now, it could happen to anybody within minutes. And so I love the people, Brandy and Jan, all the hard work that they do. This is such a great organization. And again, so Ari, tell us, how do we get our tickets? How do we become a sponsor? Who do we get in touch with? Where do we register? All that good stuff.
Yeah, so you could go directly to Project U Golf. That's Project U, as in understanding, golf.givesmart.com. On there, you can buy tickets for to golf. You can individual golfers. The price is $250 per golfer or $1,000 per foursome. And what you get with that is you get a day of golfing at the Ojai Valley Inn, which is a tough track to get onto. All your food, your drink. We have prizes, giveaways. We have a gift bag for everybody who attends with really cool clothing and other items in there that really. Comes to way more than the $250 that you're paying for it. But it's $250 per golfer or $1,000 per foursome. But we also have sponsorship packages on there to sponsor like a registration or sponsor a tee box sign on a hole where we'll prominently put your business or family on this tee box sign. So everyone who goes up to hit off that hole will see that you sponsored that hole. There's just a whole bunch of different things. We also have some auction items on there. We have some really cool auction items that have been given to us by a lot of the teams. The Rams gave us like a Cooper Cup helmet signed, four tickets to a game. The Kings gave us a signed team jersey and a signed team stick with four tickets and dinner at the Lexus Club. I mean, so there's some really cool auction items. We have some experiences on there for people as well. There's going to be gift baskets from local restaurants and breweries and wineries that are gonna have given gift baskets as a spa package So there's some really cool auction items as well. And there's also tickets for the reception at $75 a piece if anyone just wanted to come to the reception. But anything and everything, anyone who can donate, it all goes to the cause. Everything goes back to Project Understanding and goes back to the food banks and everything else.
I love it. What a great cause. And again, thank you so much, Ari, for coming on and sharing this with all of us. And I want to donate a business to come on and share on my show and that they can, you know, get their message on media. And so I will share that with you after.
Awesome. I appreciate it. And I appreciate the time. The time is amazing.
What an amazing event. It just sounds just so incredible that you're putting all of this together with so many people involved. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. It takes a community, and that's what it's all about. So I appreciate it, and I'm so excited to continue to be a part of this. And, of course, we're talking about Project Understanding Golf Tournament, and it will be in my newsletter. So please, everyone out there, reach out, even if it's just a donation and you can't play or you know somebody that wants to, definitely do it. Ari, thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone. And, again, thank you for what you're doing.
Will do. Thank you, Kim.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we are going to be talking with LaVeda English. She is the president-elect for NABO, and they've got a little program that's coming up, and I would love to share that with all of you. And, of course, you're just tuning in. I'm so glad that you are waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I've got Barbara Doust, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what she can do for you and your business. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust. Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust dot thinkingintoresults.com.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Glass Artists Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, on with me on the line and co-hosting me today is Barbara Dowse. And Barbara, thank you for being here. And also, we have Laveda English. Laveda, are you there?
I am. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Kim.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, your involvement with NAVO VC.
Yes, awesome. My name is Laveda English, and I am the owner and CEO of Laveda English Consulting. We are a organizational development and learning and development firm that helps teams work better together, working with leaders and working with teams across organizations, both big and small. And I am the president-elect of the Ventura chapter of the National Association for Women Business Owners, very proudly so, and looking forward to continuing to grow and do the work that brings women business owners together to support each other and advocate for us growing stronger in the community and across the nation and across the globe.
There you go. I love that. So tell us about your upcoming program that you have and what exactly it's about.
Yeah. So our upcoming program is the ABCs of DEI. So that's the ABCs of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the program is designed to help us connect more, earn more, and love more. So we want to connect more as we gain awareness and distill myths around diversity, equity, and inclusion. We are earning more as businesswomen as we learn to tap into the creativity and nuances of talent people around you and in your business and workplaces and communities. And we're loving more because we understand people. When we understand people, it opens up our hearts and changes our lives and leaves a footprint for our children and eliminates fear and hate amongst us. And I believe that women are perfect in leading the way, right, in these initiatives, because we've always worked together to make change and impact change around the globe.
I love that. I love that. So how long have you been a part of NAVO?
I've been a part of NAVO for a few years now and moved into leadership just last year with Ventura County. And it's just been a wonderful experience. I just think the more we come together as women, the better our lives are.
Right.
And you know, I'm just loving the journey.
I love that. You know, and Barbara Dowse, are you on the line with us?
I am.
There you go. And you know, I really believe, and just like I was saying with our first guest, we are all better together. You need to surround yourself with your tribe, your people that make you feel good, that think out of the box, that push you to that next limit. And if you're not in that tribe, please reach out to these incredible events and foundations that I have on my show. And so, Laveda, tell us how, first of all, what are the dates for this upcoming program?
Awesome. Thank you, Kim. The dates are Tuesday, October the 26th, and then we have November 30th and December 28th. Each session runs for an hour from 4 to 5 p.m. We'll start at 3:45 for social networking, and we'll get together and just really have, there'll be some pre-work, some pre-reading, a few things that I'll send participants prior so that when we come together, we can participate in a intellectually stimulating and insightful conversation about dynamics that I believe we all will find connect us.
I love it. And this is not virtual. This is in person, correct?
No, it is a virtual event.
Oh, it is.
You can register.
Good. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can register at nabovc.org. And so we'd love for people to come from near and far, men and women, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For members, it's $68, and for non-members, it's $98. We want you all to become members, though.
Of course we do, because we want our group of, like, amazing people together. So let me ask you a question. Give us one tip that we're going to be learning.
Yeah, I think one tip is that we're all learning and growing together. And the more we create these safe spaces to talk, the more progress we make towards tangible safety and happiness for all. I think that's the best thing you can take away.
Yeah, that's awesome, Lizeta. You know, thank you for it, because in what you're doing, for the longest time I was a solopreneur till I became an entrepreneur, because I thought I had to do everything by myself. And it's really a big challenge for a lot of women and men starting their own businesses, or even in, you know, mid-level with their businesses.
That's such a great point, Barbara. It really is. I felt the same way too. I always thought, oh, I can't share my secrets, or I can't. Oh my gosh, you find the right people, and you know, there is no secret. It's about, you know, really learning together and training together as you walk up that line. And so I love this. This is just another great women's organization. And of course, we're talking about NAVO, Ventura County, and this is the ABCs of DEI, and that's diversity, equity, and inclusion. And of course, we're talking with Lavada English, president-elect. Lavada, I can't wait to have you on more. I really think you have so much great information, and we need to share it, and we need people to be able to rise around us. And so again, give out how we can register.
Yeah, you can go to NAVO.org. That's NAWBOVC, NAVOVC.org. And it's open to everyone, men and women, right? And members are $68 and non-members are $98. And that includes the three-part series.
There you go. Well, thank you so much again for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, sharing this great event, and I am so grateful to be a media sponsor for all of you to share this important information. Please share our show with everyone, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I look forward to checking it out too, Lavada. I really do.
There you go. I've been telling Barbara about it, so there you go. All right. Enjoy
awesome.
The rest of your day, and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much. Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care. All right. Well, we're just going to move right on over to our next guest. And, of course, we've been talking about Los Robles Hospital and, of course, their 25th annual Los Robles Hospital Breast Cancer Symposium. And our next guest is Dr. Siddharth Anand. Is it Anand? Did I get that right?
Anand, yeah.
Anand. Okay, great. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Thank you. Yes, I'm a medical oncologist. I practice at UCLA, predominantly in Santa Monica and Westlake. My background, I have a background in molecular biology. I grew up in Southern California and a big fan of all things Southern California. have a background actually in business and health services research. Went to Harvard Business School, USC for medical school, spent some time in informatics, and really went to oncology because I had some family members go through cancer care, and I saw a opportunity for me to use some of that health services and informatics background to improve cancer care. And ended up doing my fellowship at UCLA, where I stayed on as faculty, where most of my research is in health services, quality improvement, really helping design better cancer care for in terms of systemic options. And also a big interest in integrative care and survivorship, which sort of brought me to this very interesting topic, which I hope to discuss with you today.
Yeah, and one I would just want to start off with, and can I call you Dr. Sid? Is that kind of your nickname?
Yes, that's
there
right.
You go. I love that. Thank you for your services. You know, it just like every single thing, it doesn't matter what we're talking about, but it's a community, and it's all of us, you know, learning different things that can make it better. What is the meaning of long-term and survivorship and relevant to breast cancer and all cancer care?
Thanks for that question. Yeah, I think it's a great question, and Kim, it really gets into, you know, we're you know, with all the scientific advances over the years, we've become getting extremely good at treating cancers nowadays. There's such a tremendous advancement in therapeutics, whether it's you know, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, targeted treatments, how our surgeries are done, how our radiation is done, all of that multidisciplinary effort. And we've actually, you know, we've been able to cure patients with early stage cancers, even with advanced cancers, with metastatic disease, achieve long-term remission in a variety of different malignancy categories because of all of these advances. And so what Wow. survivorship gets into is really to help patients understand that, you know, beyond their disease, to really understand what that impact was of their cancer on their life, and also the treatment of their cancer on their life, and all the long-term impacts that might have. And so that, you know, with that understanding, we really want patients to maximize the quality of their life and, you know, experience all of life's treasures, you know, as best as they can, and with all that in mind, and how to maximize that. You know,
that sounds, cancer, it's such a beautiful, positive way to look at it. So what role do various doctors play in survivorship for breast cancer? And what should patients be aware of to get the best care?
So it's really a multidisciplinary effort. You know, all of your doctors can play a role in developing what's called a survivorship care plan. So patients, I encourage you know, patients with breast cancer to really talk both with their primary care physicians and their medical oncologists to really come up with a plan. And that's involved not only with surveillance for cancers, which is, you know, making sure they don't come back, and that's both a combination of lab tests and maybe imaging in certain circumstances, but also to pay attention very carefully to some of those long-term impacts of cancer care that we were discussing. That can range anywhere from issues around cognitive impairment or maximizing brain health, anxiety and depression, fatigue, all of those things, you know, that you can discuss with your providers to come up with a plan to deal with.
Right. Barbara, any questions?
Well, I'm really curious about the integrative approach that you were mentioning as well. You know, do you focus or have, you know, specialists in mindset and, you know, helping people in their thinking?
Great question.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great question. You know, integrative medicine, it's a very important topic for patients, because I think patients really, you know, want to feel involved in their care, and not just, you know, science has amazing benefits, but using an integrative approach means really keeping the whole body healthy while going through these very targeted, focused treatments. And so that's sort of how I view integrative medicine. Is how to keep, you know, the host healthy to get through care, and how do you complement that those traditional approaches. I never recommend patients use holistic or alternative medicine without that traditional scientific approach, because I often see, you know, bad outcomes in that sense. And I just wanted to make a comment on, you know, I think we've sort of gotten to a point now with care that it's really important to remember the scientific method and all the rigor that goes into developing all of this these medications that patients use, that it's really tested and gone through a lot of peer review and the right experimental approaches to come up with those cures. And so I really hang my hat on evidence around integrative medicine, which there are some. But it's important to look at the things that have been proven to be beneficial and complementary, and not to use these things as an alternative to traditional.
Mm, that makes a lot of sense. And you actually use integrative medicine in your practice, correct?
I do, absolutely. I use a lot of the things that have shown evidence. I use acupuncture to help combat neuropathy and fatigue, for example. I encourage patients to meditate and really focus on their mindfulness strategies, sometimes music therapy to deal with things like nausea and vomiting during treatment. And then, you know, long-term, all of these things can be beneficial while dealing with the consequences of therapy and even anxiety and depression long-term. And I really believe that, you know, that really patient-centered mindfulness, focusing on the well-being of the whole body, can really make an impact in long-term survivorship.
Mm-hmm. I do too. And Barbara, you're in the same. Yeah, I think that, I mean, it can only get better. It can only take your place, your mind into a better place. And so I love that. I love that you share that and that you use that in your practice. What is the future set of cancer care survivorship from 10, 20 years from now, if you had a guess?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting to see. I think we've made such dramatic improvements in therapeutics, particularly with targeted treatments. You know, we at UCLA, we have Dennis Flamen came up with Herceptin, which has changed dramatically how we treat breast cancer patients, and immunotherapy, which has had come so far in so many different cancers. We're going to see a lot of patients being cured. Even with advanced disease, I really believe that in the next, 10, 20 years. And it's going to be important to see how that affects long-term health and how to really help patients live their best life for as long as possible. And I think, with all of the interest in mental health because of so much going on in the world, cancer patients are under even more stress because of what they're mm-hmm. dealing with. So it's going to be so important to figure out ways to really bring that mindfulness and patient-centered care to the forefront of cancer care so that patients really live their best life, that their disease it does not dominate how they live their lives, and then they can really just get the best out of life.
I love that. Such mm-hmm. hope there. Dr. Sid, how can my listeners find out more about you, and also when will you be speaking?
I'm happy to talk to any listeners. I will share my email address, sanand@mednet.ucla.edu. And I am, I practice in Westlake and Santa Monica. I see a variety of malignancies, a lot of GI malignancies, but a broad range at Westlake. And I am on this month. I actually was on a week ago, so. But I'm around for questions and happy to talk to any of the listeners. Thank you so much.
And Dr. Sid, they just have to go on LasRobosHospital.com, correct? And they could go back to your speech, correct? Your talk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, again, thank you so much for being a guest here and your knowledge and sharing it with my listeners and just really what you do and how you learn and how you teach. So thank you again for being here.
Thank you all so much. It was really a pleasure.
You got it. You have a great rest of your day. All right. We are going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking with Barbara Doust. And of course, Barbara is an international success coach, business mentor, and inspirational speaker. And I love what you say on here. Be brave enough. If you're not, pretend to be. This is like a fake it till you make it, right? We're going to talk a little bit about that. And then we're going to talk about the formula and the system that you use to help people achieve what they want. And it's really about thinking into your results. So again, Barbara, can't wait to hear you talk. And for your interview, please stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it,
glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. Gosh, Barbara, haven't we had incredible, it's just a little bit of everything, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. And of course, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. How did you get started?
Well, you know, I was in the entertainment business for 30 years, and I have a master's in directing from UCLA. Plus, I was the personal acting coach of the Olsen Twins for 10 years and had an acting academy. And what I really, really enjoy doing is helping people succeed. And that's what I was doing with a lot of my clients. And just, I get excited about pulling performance out of people. And then my husband died suddenly 2 months before our 25th wedding anniversary. And that kind of just turned everything upside down and went on a journey to, you know, really learn about myself and discovered that I had been living my life pretty much seeking approval outside of myself and being codependent, actually, you know, and helping so many other people succeed, but I wasn't doing it for myself.
You know. And so now you have this course that I'm actually taking, and I want to thank you for it, too, because I always like to try new things and I believe in you, and that's when I believe in you, then I want to share, you know, share it with so many people. But basically, it's a course for thinking into results. And sometimes we don't use our mind enough to know that we could have anything that we think about, that we desire, correct?
That's it. Yeah. You know, I often say to people that your biggest power is to choose your thought. That's the biggest power that we have, because the thought is the energy that then creates, you know, the emotion inside of us, which then moves us into action. So that's why it's called thinking into results. It's not just thinking. A lot of people will think, oh, I just think the thought, or I just feel the thought, and then let everything else happen. But it's really about designing your life, strategizing your life, but choosing the thoughts that are going to be empowering and not part of an old program. It's about getting out of your way, getting past what you already know.
Right, right. And I love one of the, you know, you have this on the bottom of your emails, we become what we think about. You know, it's almost like a quiet little prayer, right? You know, and so if you want to be thinking about something and it just keeps coming up, that little negative thought, how do you change that? That's basically what you teach, correct?
Absolutely. What most people aren't realizing is that they're on autopilot pretty much 97% of the time, right? And we have over 70,000 random thoughts crossing our minds daily. I mean, I woke up myself the other morning going, I'm thinking the same thoughts I had yesterday morning and the day before that and the day before that. So it's to be aware. And most people, you know, it's hard to think. Like, it's think deeply, not just this you know, monkey mind stuff, but to really examine and grow aware. And then I like to say to people, if you're not feeling good, examine the thought and then ask yourself the question, is that a satisfying thought? And if you come up with the answer no, then realize that it's probably an autopilot. And, you know, it could even be an addictive state of repeating a program over and over and over again that just has hold of you because it's stuck in a neural pathway in your brain.
Right. You know, this morning I was thinking about it. I have like a little pattern. I wake up, I make my bed, we have our coffee, I do the dishes. I have like, and I thought, oh my gosh, I've like programmed this into my mind. I don't even have to think about it anymore. Like you were talking, okay, but what if I program something else in there? So how do you start to add things like, you know, in the specific area of money, health, relationships, career? How do you start to do that?
Great question, Kim.
Thank you.
In my program, Thinking into Results, it's a 12-lesson program where what we first design is going after something that you really, really want but don't know how to get it. And that's what's really important because the fun is finding out who you are along the way to get it. And we also work on what are called habits and changing a couple of habits at a time. So we are a compilation of our habits. Our personal reality is directly related to our habits. So it becomes our personality. So if there's a tendency to be late, right? And unless you consciously, deliberately create conscious effort to make a change, that means take the habit that isn't serving you, isn't working for you, and replace it with a better habit and commit to that replacement habit for, you know, every day until it sticks. And once you become, it becomes part of you, it becomes part of yourself. Right now, new habits or, you know, new ways of being are outside of the self, of what we already know. And to create that new self, we've got to set up structures and systems and support systems, right? And get determined and committed. And usually I say to people about day 3 or 4, when you're starting that new habit, everything inside of you is going to be like, no, don't change.
Right. And you can't really see the needle move at all in the very beginning. And it all feels odd, right? But always say you have to break up with your past. And that's the most important thing. It's like, okay. So, and I know in the program you say pick 2 habits because you don't want to be overwhelmed. But let me ask you, I know, what are some of the offers that you can share with our listeners right now that that they can get involved with this and be a part of your group?
Well, thank you for asking, Kim. I have a program next week that's starting, and it's a You Were Born Rich Mastermind. It's a book based on Bob Proctor's teachings, which Bob is my mentor. And that's when my life dramatically changed. When I started working with Bob, I doubled my practice and tripled my income in less than a year.
Wow.
And it was really all about my programming, my mindset, and, you know, and leaping into a new version of me. And so even as you said, the fake it till you make it, right? It's really about who are you choosing to become and how do you set yourself up for success? So a lot of my programs are, one, the You Were Born Rich Mastermind is, you know, a gathering of people where we are like-minded and we focus on mindset, have a conversation around money, have a conversation around self-image, which is really, really crucial to our success because, like I said, grow your self-worth, you'll grow your net worth, right?
I love it. Barbara, can you give out your website?
Yeah, my website is barbaradouse.com, so www.barbaradouse.com. And in the new year, I'll be offering Thinking into Results again, which is the program that you're now taking, but
correct,
we're already off and running right now.
I love it. I really urge all of you to take that step and definitely reach out to Barbara. Barbara, I love when I'm working with you, and we're just actually going to move right on into our next guest. But I love what you do. Thank you so much for being part of our show. All right. Our next guest is Mark Washington, and a Princeton and Harvard educated business leader. He's going to talk to us a little bit about the struggles and the chronic medical conditions his sister had with dealing with diabetes and blood pressure. And let's welcome Mark.
You know a little bit about the devastating effects of diabetes, correct?
That is, I know it far too well, yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. But yeah. I know that there's a lot of research and a lot of things that are happening. So talk to us about it and what we can offer to our listeners.
Absolutely. So yeah, so I've got a background in this broader space of health and wellness. It's like my personal passion, and I've really inspired to help people live healthier lives. It's taken to another level, you know, for me, both not just professionally, but very much personally as well. So when you talk about diabetes, like, yeah, the stats are staggering, like 35 million people living with type 2 diabetes and another close to 90 million living with pre-diabetes. Staggering stats. And these are, and it's growing every year, like 6 to 7%. So these are massive health problems that are not being solved. But for me, it's deeper than that. It's very much a personal story. So, really, I can tell the story about my little sister, Monica, who lived with diabetes, but she also struggled with her health and high blood pressure. So she was unbelievably colorful, lived life fully, unique personality, but like so many others, she struggled with her health, right? I mean, so yeah, she lived with diabetes and these other conditions, and she was never in really good control. Like so many, it's not as though she didn't try different things to get in better health, right? I mean, she was on multiple medications. She tried every fad diet you could imagine. Like she tried, I used to send her some of the fitness programs from one of the businesses I used to run. She tried lots of stuff, but nothing stuck. Like nothing changed her trajectory where she was in better control. And so this is an incredibly and intensely personal thing for me. So I lost Monica far too young a few years ago due to complications from diabetes and other health conditions during her pregnancy. As you can imagine, this like shook me to my core, like this tragedy of my sister being taken so far too young. I was also struck by the fact that there are so many others out there that are going through very similar things that she dealt with and not in control of their health, but really want to be. And that's what's inspired me to create Unique.
You could hear your passion, Mark, and I love that. I mean, that's why we have different journeys in our lives, right? Because something just tugged at our heart and you know that you can make a difference.
It's so true. And she is my why. I really believe that Monica's lasting effect on the world is through Munique, right? We are honoring her legacy by empowering others who are going through similar struggles that she dealt with to get in better control of their health and doing it differently, like still using nutrition as a way to try to do it naturally, but different, right? I mean, so this is food as medicine. So we're talking like backed by real science, that is truly proven effective, like through clinical studies. But it's not just good enough to have a product that works. I mean, from personal experience and specifically with Monica, I know if it's too hard, if it doesn't taste good, it's not going to last and it's not going to be effective. So that's why we're creating these products that can be transformative, but also that products that Monica would have loved, so they're actually enjoyable, like good tasting products that just so happen that they can fundamentally change your life. And so, yeah, she is definitely my inspiration for why I created
Unique. I love that. Let me ask you a question. So where do we find all of these products and where do we, give us some links to go to?
Yeah. So the best place to go is our website. It is MuniqueLife.com. That's MUNIQLife.com. And when you go there, you can learn more, not just about our story, but also about like the science behind our products. And specifically, our first product is a prebiotic meal replacement shake that has scientific efficacy around these prebiotic fibers, which is basically the fuel for your gut to give you a good foundation of health, but specifically targeted around digestive health and satisfying your cravings to help you lose weight, but then specifically around effective blood sugar control. There actually are ways through science that you can naturally improve.
Yeah, and you are actually the founder of this, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, no, I'm founder of Munique. I spent my career in this space of health and wellness and run, you know, very large businesses in this space, but I was just, you know, so inspired to help more people, empower more people with control of their health. I decided to start Munique in my sister's honor.
I love it. Mark, I thank you so much for your passion and sharing this. And again, give out that website one more time, please.
Absolutely. It's MuniqueLife.com. MuniqueLife.com.
Okay. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Keep up your passion. It really shares over the radio, and I thank you for that.
I promise you I will. Thanks so much for having me on.
My next guest is Camille Stiles, and she's a lifestyle expert known for inspiring her audience to live their best lives. And she's going to talk a little bit about providing fresh, energized ideas that at-home cooks are looking for. So let's invite her on.
I'm always about making, like, my husband will be like, who's coming over? No, it's just us, you know? Like, why not make every meal? It's kind of like pay attention to the details, right?
Absolutely. And I think that sometimes people think that it has to take tons of time or it's going to be expensive. And it really doesn't. It's just a little bit of planning and know-how to have those kind of shortcuts up your sleeve so that you can put a delicious dinner on the table, even when life is really busy.
There you go. And how did you start this? Who was your inspiration?
So today I'm actually making a skillet eggplant lasagna. And that was really inspired by my love for Italian food and my desire to infuse all of our dishes with tons of flavor. But the other thing is that, you know, I'm a mom of two kids. I work full time. I love to cook and I love to eat great food, but I've got to have those shortcuts so that I am not having to spend all day in the kitchen. So this lasagna I created to be made all in one skillet, which is a little different from a lasagna that typically has to be, you know, layered and made in a large pan.
Correct.
But this one is super easy prep, easy cleanup. There's one pan to clean at the end of the night, which is key for me. And
That's
then I relied
kind of
on, minimal cleanup for sure. And then I relied on one secret ingredient to amp up the flavor. It's this Barilla Vero Gusto sauce. I used the Heritage Marinara flavor, and all of the Vero Gusto sauces are made using a sofrito. So that's a base of slowly sauteed onion and garlic and carrots, low and slow, and extra virgin olive oil to really just coax out all that flavor. And then it really amps up the flavor in any dish that you add it to. In my eggplant lasagna, you can just taste that authenticity.
Yum. Okay, I'm so hungry and it's only the morning. I love this. You know, let me ask you a question. I know that you've got where do we find this recipe?
So you'll be able to find this recipe on my website, CamilleStiles.com. And you can find the Vero Gusto sauce on Amazon. And also follow at Vero Gusto Sauce on Instagram for tons of Italian cooking inspiration.
Okay, I love it. And do you have any other real quick tricks up your sleeve?
Yeah, so, you know, I love using the sauce in a variety of dishes, all kinds of pastas, which is a go-to weeknight staple at our house. I also have a dish I've been making lately that I think is a really good kind of shortcut dish that's super delicious. Basically, I take a piece of fish, I spoon a little bit of the Vero Gusto sauce over the top, and then I just broil or bake it in the oven. And it is literally a two-ingredient dish that feels really elevated. My whole family loves it. I also love to add a little bit of the Vero Gusto sauce to soup. It is such an easy way to dial up the flavor really quickly using one ingredient when I don't have time to like chop up tons of ingredients.
I love it. I love it. And what about your table? You got to have it make so it's chic and without breaking the bank, correct?
Absolutely. I think the table is such a fun way to bring a little bit of creativity and fun into an average, ordinary weeknight at home. And I always start by getting inspired by the food that I'm serving. So, for example, with my eggplant lasagna, that to me immediately makes me think about an Italian night. So to bring that to life, I might light some candles and turn on some Italian music, maybe pour myself a glass of wine to enjoy while I'm cooking. And then I love to put a wedge of Parmesan cheese on the table and let my family just grate the cheese over their dishes right at the table. And you just instantly feel like you're transported to Italy and all the senses are engaged, the sights, the sounds, the smells. It's just such a great way to elevate a normal weeknight.
I love it. Camille, I'm so excited. I want to try some of these recipes and I definitely want to try that sauce. Again, please give out your website so my listeners can follow you.
Yep. So my site is CamilleStyles.com and you can follow Vero Gusto Sauce on Instagram.
There you go. All right. Please download our podcast, The Kim Pagano Show, and we'd love to talk to you again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Barbara, so much fun, so much information. Give out your website one more time.
Yes, it's www.barbaradouse.com. And you can just schedule a 30-minute complimentary session with me to find out how to play a bigger game and break up with the old self.
I love it. I love it. And I love what you're doing to help me. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And of course, thank you to all of our listeners that continually tune in. And I hope that we've given you some golden nuggets and some events to attend. And of course, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. Positive action plus positive thinking will result in success. Remember that there is an action that you can take to get where you want to be. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I'll talk to you next week.